say, well, what kind, or I'd have to say what kind I could offer you.
But you call it a soda.
You want a soda? Not, some people say you want a soda pop, but I always kind of think of what I have, or I'll say, would you like something to drink, iced tea, or a Dr. Pepper, or a 7-Up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. An unlicensed alcohol drink, like what the hillbillies make?
Beer?
Well, it's not exactly. It's whiskey, really.
I'm unlicensed.
It's a kind of whiskey.
Brew.
Well, the hillbillies make it up in the Appalachian chain.
Applejack?
Like moonshine?
Oh, moonshine. Well, I'm not a hillbilly.
Yeah, I know. We don't
and
have
and I don't drink,
here.
And so... I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. I don't think anybody makes moonshine here, so that's kind of.
I don't think so either. They've all learned to make beer here, but.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you grill outside, you grill steaks and you marinate them. That's called what? You could invite people over for a
cookout.
Mm-hmm. If somebody says barbecue to you, does that mean the cookout, or does that mean like brisket, like beef brisket or pork? Barbecue.
Barbecue. Well, it can be either one. You know, I'm going to go have some right now at State Line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be a cookout, but you know that you kind of interchange those things. Now, when I grew up, saying barbecue, it meant we cooked it outside, and I didn't know what brisket was. Probably the same thing, but we didn't call it that. We just called it barbecue beef.
And in the morning, you brew what kind of drink?
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. And if you mash up apples and put them in a jar, that's what kind of food?
You're not talking about applesauce, are you? Because you have to do more than that.
You know how to make it, wow.
Yeah, I know how to make it.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting about time for you to...
Are we halfway through?
Well, we're almost halfway through, but...
Are you not halfway there?
Where
that back was?
I think this is... Let's see, that's...
Well, we have five more minutes till my kids come for me. I don't want them to have to wait, but it'll take time for you.
Sure.
It'll take time for you to.
Well, we can stop and we can start because the second half of the interview actually goes faster than this half. So.
Okay.
If you want, we can stop right now.
Yeah, probably.
We can just. How much?
I hate
them. Those fences that you can sit on, that have are like two posts and then posts between them. What do you call those kind of fences?
Wooden fences. I don't know.
A wooden fence?
Because we didn't have those at the ranch. We had barbed wire with wooden cedar posts that we had to cut down the wood and make our own posts. So I'm not familiar with that farm type of...
Okay.
Well, at the ranch we had corrals, but there were many, many wires.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to take a chance on sitting on one of the posts, and not falling into the barbed wire, then you would sit on that. Gates we could climb and sit on, but not fences at the ranch.
The trains travel on, the tracks are made out of, what do you call the tracks?
I don't think of a railroad ties. The rails.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rails.
Sure. And you put the cow out to
pasture.
Mm-hmm. And a place where you might play football is a football what?
Field.
Mm-hmm. And the place where a farmer keeps hay in the big place is called a.
We have barns.
Oh, what did you keep in your barn?
Well, we didn't grow our own hay, but you had to buy it for the milk cows and for the horses. Mm-hmm. Store it. We had a humongous barn.
Okay.
Two-story.